Murderer, why didn't you arrive earlier? You're 4 days late. You didn't do anything to avoid it. You should be embarrassed. Just some of what people of flood-hit Valencia in southern Spain shouted at and said directly to the King of Spain as he and the Queen were pelted with mud and other objects walking through the town of Paiporta, one of the worst affected towns damaged by last week's torrential rain. More than 200 people were killed. Emergency workers are still looking for survivors and there's a huge clean-up underway. We'll hear from one Irish volunteer later. Eugene Costello is with us again. He's a journalist based in Valencia. Eugene, good morning. Thanks for taking our call again today. Tell us more of what happened during that extraordinary visit by Spain's King and Queen yesterday.
Well, it certainly didn't go down terribly well. They visited the epicentre of the flooding, a town called Paiporta, about 5 or 6 kilometres south of the city of Valencia, where 70 people lost their lives in recent days. Now, the local people, volunteers and residents, were not best pleased to see the politicians, who were the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and the regional president Carlos Mazón. And I'm afraid the King and the Queen took some of the flak because they were pelted with mud. Now, in fair play to the King and Queen, they stayed on site, mud splattered, and spoke to people. The Queen, Letizia, a former journalist, spoke to local residents and was seen embracing a woman and was in tears at her stories. The politicians, by contrast, hightailed it out of there as quickly as possible. Pedro Sanchez was apparently hit by a pole in his back, and there's footage of his car being attacked by people with poles and shovels, whereas the King and Queen, it was only mud. Although one of their bodyguards sustained a wound from a missile and had a bleeding forehead. So it was quite a thing, really. You can't really imagine leaders in Ireland or in the UK allowing people to get so close.
A huge loss of life, huge devastation. But tell us about the anger.
Well, the anger has started. Now, the regional president, a chap from a right-wing party called the Partido Popular, the People's Party, Carlos Mazón, there was a red alert put out at 7:13 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, at lunchtime, he held a press conference in which he claimed the worst of the storm would pass by 6 p.m., and he put out a tweet to that effect, which he later deleted, I have to say. But the huge anger was that the civil protection alerts that they send out to all mobile phones and what have you only went out at 8 p.m. at night. Now, the small towns had started flooding from about 6 p.m. and people were already dying. So it was a case of locking the stable door after the horse had bolted. And there is terrific anger with that particular government and also with Pedro Sanchez, who is the prime minister, the leader of central government.
Tell us about the latest on the cleanup and recovery operation and the scale of damage that's been done.
The scale of damage is phenomenal. We had another red alert last night urging people to stay only in accommodation that is at least 2 meters off the ground. The problem is we had more very heavy rain last night, and the fear and belief was that the sewers would not be able to cope because they're all clogged up with mud from last week's deluge. So I've seen videos yesterday from places down towards Alicante, such as Altea, where cars are submerged in meters of water. And this morning I've been sent videos from the north of Valencia and southern Catalonia, where, again, terrible flooding, 2 meters of water in roads, cars floating off down the street. I mean, it's been horrendous. And it's hard to see how people are going to be compensated. It's not just their homes and cars. It's loss of life, it's loss of homes, it's loss of businesses, restaurants, cafes, small businesses, which are typically on the ground floor, obviously, which have been absolutely destroyed and decimated.
We'll be talking to one volunteer, an Irish volunteer, later in the programme, and there does appear to be a lot of people helping out, but at an official level, in terms of the army and the civic authorities, is Spain able to cope with this?
Well, they haven't done very well so far, I have to be honest. I mean, they're telling us that they've drafted the figure varies between 10,000 and even 15,000 troops to help. I've heard from volunteers who turned up at the City of Arts and Sciences in Valencia to get on buses to go out to the affected areas to help. And they're saying that either they can't get on the buses or they get on the buses and when they arrive, there's nobody to help, no official coordination. And it really is a case of the people helping themselves. And that seems to be the general feeling. Memes are going around now, such as missing posters with the image of Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister, claiming that he's gone missing in Paiapurta. So there's a mixture of anger and cynicism about what the government is able to do.
Eugene, thanks for talking to us again. That's Eugene Costello, a journalist based in Valencia.